welcome to the first episode of the Game Dev Show. I'm David Voiles. Throughout this series, we'll have several Microsoft technical evangelists, as well as some guests, to introduce you to the concepts behind game development from a number of angles, including the programming, art, and business aspects of game production. In this first episode, I'd like to discuss some of the languages available to developers who would like to make games. This is by no means an exhaustive list, but simply a way to pique your interest and get you started. So, now that we can actually get into the languages, let's start with C#. It was a language designed by Microsoft in the early 2000s with the idea of making it easier to program applications. It is a managed language, which means that developers don't have to worry about the creation or destruction of objects to manage memory of the system. That was abstracted and taken away from us with this language, with the idea that you can quickly get things running and out the door. With C and C++, you can still do that, though. So the first framework that Microsoft introduced in C# was something called XNA. And XNA includes the basics that you need to get a game going. Now that is a game loop. And the game loop has several parts to it. It has a draw loop and an update loop. And you'll see that most, if not all, of the gaming frameworks you'll use in the future will have these as well. So the draw loop does exactly what it sounds like. It draws objects to the screen. And the update loop will update items. And that could be listen for events such as inputs from the user. So if I click on a gamepad or a mouse, it's going to update what's happening as it's listening for these events. But also it allows for me to call several of my own functions and really get my game going. So again, nearly every framework will have this, but I want to introduce it with the first framework, XNA. So with XNA, you're somewhat limited, again, to which platforms you could write for. So at that point, when it first came out in 2007, you could really only write for the Xbox 360, the PC, as well as the Windows Phone. But now, the community's taken it among themselves to actually rewrite XNA and open source it for everybody. So, because XNA is really no longer supported by Microsoft as a whole, or no longer developed, the community has gone ahead and created something called Monogame. Now, Monogame, again, is the open source implementation of XNA. So anyone can contribute to it, and it's been a very active project since its inception, but allows you to hit other platforms now. So with Monogame, you can hit platforms like the PS4, the Xbox One, and many others. So Mono is the open source version of .NET that's running on. You don't really have to concern yourself with this, but if you're familiar with XNA, you'll be very familiar with Monogame. So a number of developers have taken their games, written them in Monogame, and ported them from there. In addition to Monogame, there's another open source version of XNA called FNA. And this was initially started by a developer named Ethan Lee. Who I actually interviewed on my Indie Dev podcast only a couple of weeks ago. So about an hour and 15 minutes, we go into the details of how he got into programming, why he wanted to create this framework, and I was really blown away by how quickly he can get it up and running and out the door. So about 4 years ago, he had never programmed before, looked at some of the code to see how other people were making games, and next thing you know, he's writing this whole framework. Now, a number of games have actually come from this. So things like Fez, Scapegoat, which a lot of these games were originally written in just XNA, Microsoft's proprietary version of the framework. And he later brought it to multiple platforms. So where FNA really shines is it allows you to go to platforms such as Mac, so it's OS X, and Linux. So some projects will take longer than others, but he's been able to port things in as fast as a minute and a half, so 90 seconds to get things going. And he calls this speed porting. So take a look at that interview if you want to get more information. But if you're familiar with XNA, you'll be at home with any of these frameworks. Next up, so still in C#, we have Unity. So Unity is the wildly popular middleware framework for creating games that are truly cross-platform. So when you think Unity, think cross-platform. And this allows you to hit just about every platform on the market right now. That's iOS, Android, Linux, consoles, PCs, Mac. So they have a very, very simple build process where they've essentially abstracted all of that away for you, from you. You're just going to write your game as you normally would. And in many cases, but not all, because again, programming is a bit of a tricky subject, you can simply hit a button and deploy to other platforms. But bear in mind that, again, that depends on a number of factors, including some of the frameworks or extensions you may be using. So a huge benefit of using something like Unity is the fact that it has a incredibly dynamic and growing developer base. So their forums are absolutely packed. They have their own annual conference called Unite, and developers are constantly building on this platform. It's only growing by the day. Even better, the other frameworks I'd mentioned before, XNA, Monogame, FNA, don't come with any sort of a GUI or graphical user interface to help you program with. Instead, you'd be writing code directly to an IDE, or integrated development environment. And an example of this is Visual Studio. And now that's where you write all of your code, it'll build your project and export it. With something like Unity, you're still going to use that IDE to write your code, but also you're going to use Unity to have your animations, to have a number of editors, like you have a sound effects editor in there. You have a way to drag and drop in your 3D modeling tools. So they have an editor window. And side by side, you can also have a gameplay window, so you can see how your game's running in real time. Fantastic tool. And it's currently free as well. So I'd encourage you to go take a look at that. But moving on, let's go to our next language, C++. With C++, you can get even lower level. That's further down to the core of your system. So you have more control. So often it's not as simple or as easy to get going, but the trade-off is you get often far better performance because it's what we call native code. And it allows you to hit a number of platforms as well. So there's a C++ compiler for many, if not most, platforms at this point. I'm also going to throw C in here as well. There are different languages. C++ was the natural extension of C, which came later. But the best way I heard someone describe C++ was it is as though they took C and then added everything in the kitchen sink and dropped it in there. So you have a couple of options. So you can write your game directly with C, but to get it running on platforms, you're going to need a graphics library to actually draw or talk to. So for graphics, we have two paths at the moment. It is DirectX. When you think DirectX, you think Microsoft. So DirectX is our gaming or high-performance framework. So that includes more than just graphics. The graphics would be Direct2D or Direct3D. But DirectX also has frameworks for audio, for game pads, things of that nature. So there's another competing graphics library. It's called OpenGL or Open Graphics Library. And what that does is it is similar to DirectX in many ways and allow you to work on Windows, OS X, Linux. And often there are wrappers or converters that you can use to go from one framework to another, or one platform to another. So if you want to write a game in C++, you have to write to one of these graphics libraries, and it can be a bit of work to do that on your own. So in which case, there's a number of tools that can help you out, the first of which is called SDL, or now there's SDL2, and that's a simple direct media layer. And again, this allows you to quickly scaffold and get your projects up and running on a number of platforms. So this is actually running, built in C, written in C, but works natively with C++. So there are bindings available for other languages as well. I've seen one for C# or even Python. So you can use those languages to write with this, although I think it's intended for you to use C or C++. So that's one way to get up and running, and a number of games use this. So if you want to go to the C++ route, I'd really implore you to investigate this framework a bit more. We also have SFML, and I can't remember what this is. The term is for the top off the top of my head, but it allows you to hit a number of platforms again. So you could do Windows, Linux, OS X. And soon, mobile. So I'm going to wrap mobile in here. So you have a number of platforms you can hit there. And they also, again, have bindings for other languages, such as .NET, Java, Ruby, Python, and even Go. So you can use that as well, and that's a great way for you to quickly get a program scaffolded and up and running. I'd say investigate these, both of them. You'll often be able to compare and contrast. I know I've hopped on Stack Overflow and found people ask the question, which one should I start with and which route should I go? And this is a great way to do it. Also, in terms of C++, you have another fantastic piece of middleware, and this is Unreal Engine. And I should be clear, it's Unreal Engine 4. Before that, you had to use something called Unreal Script for what was the Unreal Development Kit. We'll look at it as Unreal 3. And a lot of the popular games from the last generation of consoles were running on this, things like Mass Effect. So with Unreal Engine 4, it seems to be the newest engine for AAA and large development studios as of now. So this is made by Epic Games. Those are the same people who made Gears of War. And they have several games that are running on this as well now too. So if you're looking for a very high performance C++ gaming framework, this is a great place to look. This framework is free to use immediately. They have a royalty payment system as you get further down the road, but they've got a number of incredible tools to work with. They also have visual scripting through blueprints. So the idea behind visual scripting is you can have little objects you can create, and rather than have to code it all by hand, they'll all actually have little nodes attached to them. And with these nodes, you can create lines and drag and drop a lot of your code. Makes it far, far easier to get up and running. It also allows people who aren't programmers to get their products out the door too. So I'd really encourage you to take a look at Unreal Engine by Epic Games as well. Finally, we have JavaScript. Now, when you think JavaScript, you think the web. And the reason for this is because that's what's powering many, if not most, of the websites you view every day. So it was initially started as a scripting language a bit more than 20 years ago. But since then, it's been improved on. The language still has its ups and downs, but it is far, far greater than it was even a few years ago. So you can write JavaScript by hand and get your own framework, again, up and running. I've used things like Impact.js, which cost $100, but I found it to be a fascinating way to learn how to program games with JavaScript. I've done two games myself with that. But as of late, another thing has come out, and that's WebGL. So WebGL is Web Graphics Library, and that comes from OpenGL. So when you think of OpenGL, think of desktop. And then they also have OpenGL ES. OpenGL ES. And that's for mobile. So when you're running a high-performance graphics application on iOS or Android, that's most likely using OpenGL ES. So from OpenGL ES, we have WebGL. So I know I kind of started off here. I was just trying to show you that we have a number of options to work with. So WebGL allows you to do is write code that'll talk directly to the GPU or the graphics card in your device. So JavaScript, definitely a bit slower than using something like C++ or native code to write an application. But WebGL, what that allows you to do is still write JavaScript code that talks directly to your graphics card, and you'll get performance that is just as good in many cases as if you'd written the graphics code in C++. So it's a bit of work to get this up and running too. So that's why I would recommend several frameworks here. The first of which is Babylon.js. So Babylon.js is a free open source framework started by some engineers at Microsoft with the idea that they just wanted to see the world really take off with the web. I've been using this for several projects. They have a great website with some interactive tutorials and simple ways to get you started as well. Phaser.js is another one. Turbulence, T-U-R-B-U-L-E-N-Z. That's another one to look at. So the GUIs for these can be somewhat limited, so they might be difficult to work with at first, but if you want a great HTML5 framework to get started with, I would also recommend Construct 2. Construct 2 offers a GUI much like Unreal Engine or Unity to get started, and you can export to a number of platforms, including the web. So I should say that you can still use things like Unreal Engine or Unity and export to the web as well, because they actually have a build process to spit out projects in JavaScript too. So the web's a great place to write your games. So again, this isn't a very exhaustive list of frameworks you can use. I just want to introduce you to some of the languages that you could use to write games. Again, there is no wrong option. Just get started. So it's very straightforward. There are a number of programming tutorials available. We also have MVA. That's Microsoft Virtual Academy, a great way to find some of the programming courses that we've put together. And we've done these for things like Construct 2, GameMaker, and Unity, as well as WebGL and Babylon.js. So if you're interested in making games, feel free to reach out. You can find me online. My Twitter handle is @DaveVoiles. My website is also DaveVoiles.com. I'd be more than glad to answer any of your questions. So again, if you're looking to get started with games, just pick a language, find one that best suits you and works for you, and take it from there. You'll quickly discover that once you learn how one or two of these languages work, it's often very easy to start to understand the other ones and get going with them. All of these frameworks I've recommended are fantastic, and I've used just about all of them myself. Don't really have a personal favorite, because I found they all work really well. My best recommendation to you is use the right tool for the right job, explore each of them, and ask questions and find out what works best for you. Finally, another great resource for game development tips is on Reddit. You can go to reddit.com/gamedev, and you'll see very active discussions as well as comparisons on frameworks and where to get started. That's all for now. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Game Dev Show.